This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
One more email here. This guy, I don't know if you remember, he was the widower who couldn't get a hand job. He kept trying to get, you know.
He was going into rub and tugs all over the place.
Yes. And couldn't get them to jerk him.
They wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Wouldn't jerk him.
He was looking to us for advice. Well, he said, I got a request. I just need Dave to call this woman a filthy whore. Here's the story. She deserves this title because after emailing the show, I did actually start seeing a girl. Mm. He said, my wife died 10 months ago, so it was a big step for me. Easily a 9 or 10. Things were going great until I went to her house. We started getting down to business, and she said, it's the end of my cycle. Just let me go to the bathroom. I thought, okay, no big deal. She's just freshening up.
You never want to hear cycle.
No, you don't.
Cycle
is a boner killer, Andy.
There's no good news. There's no good news coming.
There's no good cycle.
Yeah, it's bad.
Good to have a heads up, I guess.
Yeah, good to have a heads up. Cycle is
any handled it like a gentleman.
Cycle. I guess the only time it would be okay is if someone was like, it's nowhere near my cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That'd be
right.
The only time. Yeah. I still don't want to know.
But yeah, that's it. No need to tell me that. Yeah.
I don't want
to
know.
Sometimes you have to, I guess. But
so
still.
He said she came back to bed and immediately started talking about how I'd be a good father, how she wanted kids.
Oh, God. That's worse than the cycle.
Yeah. That's why she's a 10 that's single.
But my guy was ready to go, so I got a condom on and gave into the fact that she could be crazy, but I needed a hookup. Then she said, hold on. Take my tampon out.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
take it out? Okay. Me? You want me to take it out?
That's the worst thing you can
do. Isn't that why she went to the bathroom?
Yeah, is that worse?
It's getting worse. It's just like, I'm like, I want to have kids and you make a good dad.
That's the worst thing.
And then tampon. Yeah. Oh.
Jeez.
Now what? What else, Dave? Is that it, I hope?
So he said,
did you go ahead and put it in the bathroom?
God damn.
Go ahead and pull my enema tube out.
Okay, Chuck! Come on!
Enema tube.
I'm gonna get any worse.
Yeah.
Enema tube.
Just connect the colostomy bag.
Yeah. And she basically did to that guy's boner what they did to William Wallace at the end of Braveheart.
Yeah. Drawn and quartered.
Just kept going.
That poor guy.
He refused. And she got furious.
Oh,
she
well,
said, so many people have taken my tampons out. What makes you so special?
Oh, well,
again,
you
not helping your case.
Yeah, see you later, slut.
Terrible, terrible thing. It gets worse.
She said, so many people have taken my tampon out. What are you,
m'lady, I'm going to remove this condom, put my pants on.
Yeah,
he said that. His guy instantly went away. Was not interested. Then she made fun of him for not being erect anymore. He said, so I just ended up leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies,
I mean,
awful.
That's it.
She's like the worst.
He said, please call this filthy whore what she is. Well, yes, she absolutely is a filthy whore.
So no hookups for him still?
Nah, nothing yet, unfortunately.
You know what? This is the thing, right? So he tries. He's like, it's been 10 months. I know it's been a terrible 10 months. I'm going to try. I'm going to go on a date with this girl. Everything's going okay. It's going great. And then that girl asks him to remove her tampon. He's not going to date again. Like, he realized he's going to be like, I'm going to need another 6 months. I don't know how much time you'd need after that happened to you.
Oh, a lot.
It's tough out there.
A few months. It's tough out there, right?
As far as I remember, this guy's in Boston. So if he comes to see us when we're there November 9th, I'll try and get him laid. Can I say that? I'll just stand up on stage with him and say who wants to F him.
That's weird.
It's real weird.
Dave loves like that.
That's what we're going to do when we go to Boston.
I don't want any part of that.
Dave, like a sex auctioneer.
Just there to hang out with our.
Dave's going to try and solicit
sex. Come on, ladies.
Are you
going to
pay for it? Are you going to pay for it?
No, for free. It's got to be for
Looking
free.
For volunteers.
I need some volunteers in the audience.
Yeah,
James will give him a hand job.
Well, sure.
Well, it's going to be at least 20.
Yeah, you got to pay him.
I love Boston and all, but it's still got to make 20.
Is he coming to this thing?
I don't know. I don't know if he is.
He's not now. He's not.
I know. If he was planning on it, he's backing out.
There's no chance. Oh. Going to pull me up on stage or whatever and auction me off like a piece of meat.
Yeah.
Come on, we got to get him some action. This poor guy. This
Why
poor,
do we always have to get people?
Well, he's been through so much.
In action.
He's been.
I know, but you have to understand. But you have to understand.
He's been asked to pull a chair.
You think that you think the love of this guy's life is going to be at our Boston 0.5K?
No, just someone with a vagina.
Right, but it's going to go terrible. Who knows what they're going to have in their vagina? You know what I mean? Like, who knows? You just stay out of it. Dave's got to learn to stay out of other people's love life.
I do drain feel the general like, war before you insert.
Oh
my God.
If you do have this man standing on stage and you say, which is there any whores here that would like to have sex with this fella?
You're going
to
get him AIDS.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh no!
And they wouldn't though.
Those not ones you. Are probably
they
not.
Won. Imagine the ugly, like how you doing? Yeah, yeah. I'll bang your ear.
I just love to have sex with this man.
Yeah, he's real cute. You can have us both.
A worked package deal.
You haven't thought this
I think
one
they're
through.
They're just there to run a 0.5K and drink some beer and hang out with us, not. Yeah, so
was it the Boston Bangers Club?
Yeah.
Maybe you could do like a silent auction so nobody like volunteers themselves in front of everybody.
Oh, that's a great
idea.
They
write their names.
It is sign up. I'll give them like a sign up sheet.
You know, and give like their measurements, their height and the weight. And,
yeah, and then you can pick one.
You know,
because people won't lie about that.
Mm. Well, find out the truth when you pick someone.
Yeah,
that's true.
All I just
stay out of it.
Like it's a nice gesture. I just don't think it would ever end good.
No.
So auctioning off the sex thing.
Okay, fine. Maybe legal won't go for me auctioning off our listeners.
No, they're probably not liking that.
This poor guy, though, man.
Yeah, he's been through some stuff.
You know, I wasn't planning on banging anybody tonight, but Dave, it sounds like a great idea.
Thanks, Ethel. All right, we got Ethel here.
His story really pulled on your... heartstrings.
Where did he meet this lady? Tampon lady?
He doesn't say. He said he just started seeing her.
Just
try the dating websites.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe you get something better than her, huh?
Yeah. I don't know, though. Like, his problem is she said she was like a nine.
She's not a nine.
You can get
like
nines
that
want you to pull tampons out.
Well, this is the thing. No. There can be
a
nine.
She might be a nine to him. I don't know.
Well, yeah, we don't know, but...
At the same time,
a very pretty girl can be absolutely out of their mind.
Absolutely.
And anyone who is like, hey, while you're down there, rip that thing out of me, you're out of your mind.
Well, yeah.
You're out of your mind.
But... She was out of her mind before that even.
Yeah.
That part.
Wow. Good luck to you, dude. Whether you still come to our event. No, I won't. If you don't want me to auction you off, I won't auction you off. But hopefully we see you out there and we can meet this guy who can't even get himself a hand job. All right, if you ever want to reach us, email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Which star took a bad fall off a stage? It's Lady Gaga.
Aww.
No, I know this because I was going to go to the show.
Oh, no.
I was going to go to the show.
You were going to go to the show in Vegas? You were going to go to the Lady Gaga show in Vegas?
Listen, I was sitting like, I was so bored that I was like, it was Thursday night.
Yeah.
I'm there just by myself.
Gaga was playing?
Well, we were
Gaga
all there.
Gaga is doing a residency in Vegas.
I think of Planet Hollywood, right?
And so I was like, you know what? I should just go to this.
Is that where she
Why not? I should go. And then I looked at ticket prices.
Yeah.
I said, I will not be going because
oh, they're crazy.
It was $300 for nosebleed seats. So $300.
I finally watched A Star Is Born on the plane ride back, and I'm like, I love Lady Gaga
she's
now.
She's awesome. In that, yeah.
She's so good.
She's actually at the Park MGM. which used to be the Monte Carlo, I believe. That's the one where Britney Spears was supposed to open it up, but backed out because she got crazy again.
Well, yeah. So I didn't know how long she was there for, but it just happened.
Well, you could have seen this because it was Thursday night this happened.
Oh, yeah, I've known about her falling since Friday.
Well, I knew that she fell, but I didn't know the story behind it. But now we know the whole deal. So she invited a guy up on stage, a male fan. Then she jumped into the male fan's arms.
Yeah.
He was trying to balance her. Mm-hmm. Stepped on the edge of the stage, his leg buckled, and then they both fell into the ground, into the crowd.
Yeah, he like massively failed at carrying a girl.
Yes, he did. So the video of this is up at Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Lady Gaga jumps on you like that, you don't.
You
drop.
Hold on to her. You hold on to her.
Lady Gaga like that.
Exactly.
You can hear the people scream.
Jesus God, this guy.
He's the ultimate failure.
There,
of a
there
man.
They go. Yeah, that
they
is.
Probably shouldn't let swear him. It. No, they don't. Up like that.
So it looks scary because neither of them could brace themselves, but luckily no one was really hurt. Right after the fall, Gaga said, "The only thing that's not okay is we need some stairs for the stage so I can get back up." The guy was in tears.
Oh,
yeah, she was so upset. So she actually invited him back up on stage for a million reasons. She said, "Could you forgive yourself right now for what just happened? We effing love each other so much we fell off the damn stage." She took a post-show ice bath, apparently had her whole body x-rayed, but then she said everything turned out
okay. I saw her ice bath thing on Instagram. I didn't know she fought.
Listen,
had a fall.
This guy basically power-bombed Lady Gaga from
she was
the
on the
stage
bottom.
Onto the ground.
Jesus.
Like, he had her.
Oh God.
Oh, my God.
God.
What a failure.
That looks like it hurts.
Yeah. He power bombed her.
But he cried. Like the guy he did Lacey Evans at the last pay-per-view.
Yeah, right here. He turns, slips. Yeah. It's so stupid, though. Like, they had him so close to the edge of the stage.
Well, she shouldn't have jumped into his arms.
No,
right?
There's lots of things that should have happened.
Yeah, there's been me, guys.
It could have been Chuck's arms. Oh my God, if Chuck had dropped Lady Gaga, he wouldn't have dropped her, though.
Chuck wouldn't have dropped her, nor would he have cried about it.
He would have dropped her and
if
cried.
I did drop,
Oh my God, I dropped Lady Gaga.
I would have been crying before I dropped her.
I'm like, Chuck, you dropped Lady Gaga.
I was tearing up. Okay, so I was tearing up. Couldn't see the edge of the stage. Lady Gaga weighed more than I thought.
What a crazy show that would have been in Vegas if a few hours before we went on the air, Chuck had to drop Lady Gaga off a stage.
Yeah, it would have been something to talk about. Would have gave our show a lot of content.
Yeah,
we would have been like, all right, we got to sort through this mess. What were you doing?
I come in,
went
I'm
to
like,
a Lady Gaga
arms
show
my arms in
night?
A sling. Like, what happened to Chuck? He's all busted up.
You were at a Lady Gaga show. All by yourself.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
We gotta sift through some stuff here.
It would have been hard to believe, Chuck.
I know.
To tell you the
truth. I know. No, seriously, I looked it up. I was like, I was trying to find something to do on Thursday night. And
she's
very
small. Like, how could you? It's just that he was on the edge, you think?
He tried to twist. Yeah. He was trying to, like, show the crowd, and his foot went off the edge of the stage. And once, you know, you're on one foot, you're done. You're not going to. You're done.
Then she invited him back up for this song here.
Oh. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away.
Don't sing.
That could have been Chuck.
Maybe I just need
that could have been Chuck sitting beside her singing.
Watch that hand, cowboy. Watch that hand, cowboy.
She wiped away his tears and got him up there.
I've got 100 million reasons to walk away!
Chuck and Lady Gaga.
See it happening.
I can't believe you considered going.
Well, no. I mean, it's just, I was like, okay, what shows in town? So I literally was just like, what concerts are in Vegas tonight? And the number one thing was Lady Gaga, and it was like around the corner. I was like, well, that's crazy. I should just go see Lady Gaga. That's hilarious. You know?
Dude, you can't drop her.
And then, no, you can't drop. Well, don't worry, because the only tickets I could have afforded, I would have been up.
They wouldn't have got you.
Okay, what are we talking? What are we talking price-wise?
It was $300 for nosebleeds,
oh,
the last
that's
row.
Expensive.
$300.
Oh my God.
If you wanted to be close, so closer. So the first section, but like, you know, mid stage, it was over, it was $1,500.
Oh my God.
So I was like, I can't, the only ticket I could get was, the only ticket I could get would have been the nosebleed section. There wasn't many choices left. It was, the show was that night. Mm. Yeah, it was and it's Vegas. Everything's wild. Expensive.
How do they people afford that?
Well, see, and this is what I didn't know. I didn't know if, like, if say I bought the tickets when it was first announced, maybe the tickets are $50 then. I don't know.
Right?
It wasn't like she didn't play Friday night. Like, you could have went to see her Thursday night or Saturday night. That would have been the only two.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, my God, this guy.
Oh.
Power bomb!
Yeah.
He did.
And she's underneath him when they
go. Like, honestly, I can't believe she wasn't really hurt.
Right, because it looks like her head hit some sort of metal thing, too.
Yeah.
There's a big metal brace thing here. If you haven't seen the video, again, DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, you can go see it for yourself, but...
What a loser that guy.
It could have been Chuck.
He is, yeah.
He's a loser. He's kind of a loser, right? I mean, like,
you can't ever drop a woman.
So that guy must have spent $1,500 to be that close, right?
Well, it's possible that because I was, the only way for me to get seats would have been through, like, you know, your resale type places. You know, people are jacking up the prices.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what an actual ticket would have cost. But I know going that night, it would have been $1,500 to get anywhere even close, like 15 rows. $1,500? No. Come on.
Lisa, people are wondering if you cried watching A Star Is Born.
Of course.
Did you? I was sitting beside you.
A little bit. I mean, I wasn't like, I was trying to keep it under control because, yeah, I was on the plane and you were half asleep anyway.
But. Yeah, no, I did fall asleep for a while.
I was like, oh, God, it's a little emotional here. Yeah. This movie. And there was a part with the dog. I think that got me the most.
Yeah.
A dog involved.
Did you cry when you watched it, Chuck?
I cried during Endgame.
Yeah, he bawled.
I cried during Captain Marvel.
I didn't cry during A Star Is Born.
No.
But I got oddly emotional watching Godzilla King of Monsters on my flight.
See?
I'm not even kidding.
No. Yeah, there you go.
There's some heavy stuff in that film.
Godzilla King of Monsters?
Yeah.
Who's even in that?
Unknowns. Some unknowns.
Couldn't tell you. From Stranger
Things. I just, what is it?
The girl from Stranger Things is in it.
Oh, is she?
That girl makes me cry.
Oh, Eleven was in it? Eleven's in it.
Cry.
Yeah.
Godzilla King of Monsters.
She's always having rough times.
The guy from Early Editions in it.
You cried? Did you cry?
Did I cry during Godzilla King of Monsters? No, I couldn't handle the movie. I thought it was like, this is the worst Godzilla I think I've made.
It's a terrible movie.
Yeah, I was like,
but
all this hype.
He's got something.
Garbage.
Eleven pulls at your heartstrings or whatever.
She was dealing with
because I didn't cry at all during Stranger Things ever.
And he did.
So it's her. Something about her.
She's always got a rough time with her parents or like no friends. She's just trying to fit in.
I know.
That's like Bobby Brown. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Aww. She makes it. Yeah, it was like.
She got emotional on the plane.
Yeah. Well, like nobody. I was. I held it in. I didn't tear up. Yeah, or anything, but I was like.
So odd. Oh,
yeah. I felt my tear ducts activating. And I was like, and I had like that like thing in my throat, you know, where like,
Burns,
there was like people beside me that I didn't know, and I'm like, I can't cry watching Godzilla King of Monsters in front of these strangers. I was like, don't you do it, you bitch.
You know what? Yeah, it's so embarrassing to cry on a plane because I do remember the one that got me years ago was Backdraft.
Yeah, Backdraft.
Where I was like, God! Oh, God, no!
Oh, man,
no.
I cry every time I watch a movie on a plane.
That was
just
Russell
about
the
every
fighter?
Time.
No, who was Backdraft?
It was the Baldwin guy.
God, it was so long ago.
I try and do comedies, but it's hard. You know, there's only so many.
Well, I didn't think I had to worry about Godzilla King of Monsters.
You're right. I am far more likely to watch a movie that's like a heavy hitter on a plane. Because I have to kill time.
Yeah.
And so I might as well watch one that I would normally never watch, like at home.
Yeah.
You know? So I
got lucky.
Rocket Man on the way back,
right.
Which I didn't really want to watch, but it
Did
was
you
good.
Like it?
Elton John's life was a lot darker than I thought.
That's a good movie.
I'll have to watch that.
It was well done.
Yeah.
And that guy, Taron Egerton, I believe, he sang amazing. Like it was all his vocals through the movie. And then on the way there, I watched Yesterday, which was if a a solar flare hit the Earth.
Everyone forgot about the Beatles.
And everyone forgot the Beatles existing,
really.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, is that a good...
And it was well done. So this Indian guy who's a musician kind of puts off the Beatles songs as his own, and it's about his rise to fame.
Yeah.
Hmm. That was cool. It was
Kurt Russell was in that movie, by the way.
Yep, we said that
backdraft,
there.
Yeah, I know my Kurt Russell. Awesome.
Yeah, you do. I forgot he was in there. William Baldwin, Donald Sutherland, Kurt Russell, Robert De Niro. Quite a cast.
Oh, yeah, that was a great movie.
But it gets you.
I watched The Accountant with Ben Affleck. Did you guys see that one? Mm-hmm.
Where he's like a killer?
It's from a couple years ago.
I could never believe that Ben Affleck was an accountant.
He's not.
No, it was good movie.
It's a killer.
It was a pretty dark movie.
Oh,
yeah. I liked it. Those are our movie reviews on the plane.
Yeah, be careful if you're watching Godzilla King of Monsters.
When we go to Boston, I'll have to watch one of those other movies.
She lost her little brother in that movie and stuff.
And then that was it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Andy.
Show me some monster squid.
Green light. Show me some monster squid.
Show me some monster squid, you dirty bitches. Come on.
Yeah, man.
I'd tear up at weird stuff.
You do.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Never miss a minute of your favorite morning show. Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's daily download and get the Peep Show podcast and top news stories sent straight to your email. Sign up now at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com.
All right, so they asked men and women, thousands of men and women, which items or decorations would be the biggest turnoff when you entered someone else's room for the first time. And it was the same for both men and women. So what do you think it is? The item or decoration that would be the biggest turnoff when you entered someone else's bedroom for the first time?
The big photo of themselves.
Yeah, we've said that, talked about that before. The mom. Stuff like that. Mm.
That's not what people say.
A portrait of Danny DeVito.
That would be my number one turnoff.
Right.
If I went into a lady's bedroom and she had a portrait of Danny DeVito.
We need to get a big picture of Danny DeVito in here.
If I meet a... Listen, if you meet a girl...
We need to get one painted like with his nuts, like a Channing Tatum.
I'll tell you right now.
Danny DeVito in her room.
You're set. You are going to...
That's marriageable.
Yeah. I mean, I could just think, you know, most chicks would have like a photo of someone that they like really find a super attractive up there. And it's like, if it's Danny DeVito, I'm like,
that's a win.
No, that's horrifying. Yeah. Before I tell you, if you can share the biggest bedroom turnoff you've experienced in someone's place, 1-855-954-6969 is toll free. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, you think so? Any kind of religious? Yeah, if you're not religious and someone is very religious, that would be definitely a turnoff for sure.
Mm. Yeah.
But the number one thing that both men and women said was their biggest bedroom turnoff is pornography.
Mm.
Being faced with nude posters or pornography.
Yeah, I almost did this. I was like a single guy.
Decorate with porn?
Yeah, I was
like
super
a bunch of centerfold.
No, anyone
surprised?
Yeah, I kind of am. Chuck was a porn decorator?
Like tasteful?
There is a part of me that loves really artsy nudes.
Yeah.
Super artsy nudes.
Artsy though.
Well, the thing was, this was like artsy slash fetishy.
Oh,
so it was like stuff you could get at like the noir leather fashion show. There would be like an art section where it was like, okay, it was like a tasteful nude. It might be a butt, but then like they were holding like a
black and white photos of people in BDSM gear.
That's basically what it was. And there was like a couple photos of like just some cool stuff, and I was like, oh yeah, legitimately at 23 years old or whatever,
instead of black and white breasts, I could put nipple piercings and
I could put that up.
Yeah,
you know, and that would look cool. And I honestly, I was like, well, I'm not going to do it. It's not, it would be crazy.
It screams perv if you walk into somebody's house.
I hate to tell you.
No, I'm not even talking about you. I'm just saying if a guy in general, you walk into his place and he has like
nudes everywhere.
And that's what my brain told me too.
That's good. Yeah. You were smart enough to realize you shouldn't decorate.
You know, but I was like, man, there is something cool. So people must buy that stuff, though, right?
They must buy tons of it. Sure. Couples probably decorate that way. You know, that.
I've seen tasteful nudes at people's places.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen like black and white.
To me, a painting is what you're way more likely to get away with it, or like a sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, I think, is super cool, too. Like a charcoal sketch of like a model and it's nude. That's fine. Like, to me, that's fine. That's like art.
Yeah.
But it's just different when it's just some BDSM chick.
What would blow my mind is if I went into a woman's bedroom for the first time and there was like a picture of a nude dude on her wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? That would blow your mind. Like a guy, you'd think pervert, but it's more expected.
Yeah.
A woman with a picture of a nude man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would be shocking.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just looking. I was looking at different artwork the other day, and there was like a picture of like a bunch of rain falling, but like the silhouette almost in the rain almost looked like there might have been a girl there who could have been nude. And I was like, wow, that's such a cool thing. So I have like this weird, like, I think that's super cool, but I'm like, you know, you don't buy it.
Right.
I still can't buy it. But there's part of me that's like, oh man, it's like, and I found it looking for Blade Runner artwork, which is crazy.
Steve's
just
with
the falling rain because it's all about the rain, Blade Runner.
Steve, how are you, man? What did you see in someone's bedroom that was an instant turnoff?
Nudes of art.
Well, I met my ex-girlfriend. I went to her house, and I walked into her room, and the first thing I saw was an upside-down cross.
Upside-down cross?
Upside-down cross, yeah. That was a warning sign, and it turned me off, but it did not turn me off enough to run, and I should have.
Oh, that was a warning, and you ignored it.
You ignored a bad upside-down cross.
Did not heed that warning.
My never turns out well. Yeah.
No, it does not.
I don't know which way is worse.
Right side up or upside down? I agree with
Personally,
you.
Personally, I do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'd rather have it the right way, but that's just me.
Yeah, I'm going with Devil Lady.
Al Beck was worried before I revealed the answer he had put on my screen. It's not a giant stack of boxes filled with comic books, is it?
Well, they don't want that. No, the only time chicks ever worry about that is if you have several boxes and created some kind of desk out of them or something like that.
Haley's in Livonia. The question is, what did you see in someone's bedroom that was an instant turnoff, Haley?
Noelle has furniture like that.
I was with the guy who had like 400 of those pop vinyl figures out of the box in his room, like set up in different positions, like almost like a dollhouse kind of thing. Ooh. But just all around his room.
Oh. Like all in like action scenes or like posing or.
Yeah. Cause he had a bunch of them from like different like comics and stuff, which I mean, I have some of them, but like, I don't think that's what they're for.
What else are they for?
Like,
turn off? Are you crazy?
Yeah. Yep.
The man's a collector.
400 is a bit excessive.
Not even close.
Those people that get into those pop figures are into it.
Yeah. Well, it's just whatever you're into, you know? Like, I think anytime you're into anything, there's a point where it can start to look.
Right, like you have helmets, Andy, and so I'm sure some women
my bedroom.
How many helmets do you have right now?
My bedroom is the stupidest. So I have a Wolverine, I have an Uncanny X-Men 266, or I can't remember which issue it is, but Wolverine and Sabretooth are fighting on the...
Yeah.
That's the main centerpiece.
That's your art.
I have a classic comic book style Infinity Gauntlet bank for my change on my dresser.
Change bank.
And then on each of the nightstands, I have helmets.
Yes.
I have a Fallout helmet, and then I have a Boba Fett helmet. I have a Magneto Age of Apocalypse action figure set up too.
Now, let me just say this. That's an eclectic mix.
Mm-hmm.
But if I walked in your room and you had, say, 40 helmets.
40 helmets is a lot.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, that's when you're like,
Right. So that guy, if he had had 40 pop figures, he would have been fine.
But at the same time, I could understand how, like, I could say to myself, I want every helmet in Star Wars. Every helmet. I want all of them.
I know. I'm getting on them there, dude.
You know, like, I want every helmet.
I have two Darth Vader helmets.
Yeah.
One good one. Someone said... Still, biggest bedroom turn off for him was satanic stuff. He said, I had a rager going on until I walked in there, saw a girl's satanic stuff, and then couldn't perform at all.
No.
Yeah.
Satan's cool.
I don't know. Well, sometimes
it's not a good long-term thing.
No. Sometimes it's
Satan's
like
not a
people
good
think it's Satan,
thing.
And it's just like a, you know,
yeah, what
like a Bam Margera symbol or something, and they're like, they don't realize...
That is not actually... And if they are Satanists, then they're just making fun of us. They're just trolls.
Well, sometimes.
Depending, yeah.
Sometimes they're legitimately sacrificing things. Every once in a while.
We're a bit crazy. Danny's in Massachusetts. Hi, Danny. Good morning.
Ripcord!
Ripcord! Biggest bedroom turnoff you saw in a guy's place.
Okay. I looked on the nightstand and saw a dirty loofah.
Huh.
Ew. Oh, my.
What are you?
Dirty loofah. Like,
why is there a dirty loofah on the nightstand, but how dirty?
It was, like, the brush was almost crimped. It was so dried out. And the grossest part was then he asked if he could rub me with it.
Oh, my God.
I feel like he pounds it.
You what? What? What do you feel like?
Oh, like he's having sex with that loofah.
Oh, you think he puts the loofah where the sun don't shine?
No. I think he
has bangs a loofah? How do you bang a loofah?
Well, they're all just like in the middle. You can...
It's like real scratchy, it seems.
Well, it'd be super scratchy, but I think it's all just a big scrunchie, right? Isn't that what it is? It's all like they're all like...
Is there a hole
there's
in the
like
middle?
A thing in the middle.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because I've had one come apart on me, and I've had to like try every time I would use it, I have to push it back in, like pull it through and like have it stay together. I think there's like a
there's a bangable part to it.
I don't know.
I feel like
it's all scratchy and itchy.
Yeah, no, listen, it would hurt like the Dickens. I'm not saying it wouldn't, but I think that some guys would definitely just they're into pain on the end of their johns.
This guy's weird to offer his loofah.
Then to the ladies.
His loofah.
It's crispy already.
Oh.
Yeah. The chick came back to it. That's those kind of...
Because it's hard out there, you know?
Yeah.
All right, here's some other things that people have been turned off by in people's bedrooms. Skid-marked underwear all over a guy's floor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
An actual clown painting on a guy's ceiling.
On the ceiling.
That is disturbing. Imagine
almost
you
any
lay in bed
art.
And looked up.
Oh, ceiling art is probably
a clown.
The clown's real bad.
Someone found a hammock of stuffed animals. That's always a warning sign.
Yeah.
Hopefully it was a woman's room.
Yeah.
It's a man's room.
A hammock of stuffed animals?
Come on. Someone found a stuffed dead pet.
A taxidermy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That's my helmets aren't so bad after all.
Yeah, exactly.
This seems fairly tame, but I guess it could turn you off. They had a live, love, laugh sign above the bed.
Nope.
That would turn a lot of guys off.
I don't like that. I don't like that one bit.
Yeah, I mean, compared to skid mark underwear, it's not that bad, but that's I get bad. It. It's scary.
It's bad.
I'd rather have a full statue of Baphomet in their bedroom.
Yeah.
Live, love, laugh.
To me, it's just about the same.
Jordan. Hi, Jordan. How are you?
Good, man. Good. Penis.
Biggest bedroom turnoff.
All right, man. I walked into this girl's apartment a few years ago. Never talked to her afterwards, but she had what looked like thousands of Transformers laying around her house. And I said something about it, and she got super offended. Said, this is anime series something wing. Dude, it was weird, though, man. It was. I see where chicks get with the guys obsessing over stuff like that.
So she was collecting like a Robotech type of anime robotic.
Yeah, it must have been Gundam Wings or something.
Gundam Wings.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
She seems like a cool girl, man. I don't know.
I'm not looking for a girl into that.
Yeah.
Well, just like anything, there's that limit, but at the same time, this girl just had them strewn along all over the floor.
Yeah. Pick up your goddamn Gundams.
Yeah, exactly. Let's have it on a display. I don't care if you have a display, just have it a display.
Yeah. James is in Detroit. Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Hey, hey, dude.
Lifeless eyes.
Black eyes like a doll. Gundam's pretty cool.
What'd you see, dude?
My ex was 23. I walked into her room for the first time, and she had Taylor Lautner Twilight posters all over the wall.
Mm. At 23 years of age.
And every time we tried to have sex, I had to look up at these posters and watch them watch me every time we tried to do the deed.
So you had
it
enough.
It was a boner killer. I had to cut it off.
What is the year that you should like not have
I think once you
bedroom
like
posters
17, 18?
Of like famous people.
17, 18, yeah. I think is like the cutoff.
Yeah, that's like a high school bedroom.
Once you're done with high school, you're done with...
You're good to go to like your mid to late 30s.
My Uncanny X-Men poster is in a frame.
It has to be in a frame.
So it's more of a lithograph.
Looks like art.
Yeah, it is art. It's beautiful art.
What band is?
Hey, I had a... One of my ex-girlfriends had Disney's Frozen bed sheets.
And how old was she?
She was 21.
Okay. Yeah. See, same thing. It's just like the posters on the walls. You can't have cartoon bed sheets as a grown man or woman.
Mm-hmm. I disagree.
Okay. He disagrees with everything. Cartoon James' bedroom is off the wall. Yeah. See, you're lucky you signed up your lady, right?
Well, because she's cool with everything.
It was a strategy. There's a strategy there.
Yeah,
there's
my stock's going down. Her stock is going up.
Sign it up. Someone said porn star action figures. Is something they saw that turned them off immediately.
Wow.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I would be impressed to see him like, you got the Janet Jameson action figure?
Yeah.
Bendable, posable, and...
Did you guys know they made them?
I did not know they
made them. No, I didn't know. And that is amazing.
There they are. There's the two-pack of Debbie and Ruth.
Wow.
Made by Funko Glow.
Yeah, but isn't that...
That's so strange.
Isn't that actually Glow? That's just the Glow characters.
Oh, yeah, that's Funko making Glow.
Yeah.
Here's a Kylie Ireland Triple X porn action figure toy.
That's so much money for nothing.
Wow. Maybe it's limited time.
Adult superstar action figures.
Yeah, they're out there. There's Chloe.
Houston has one.
That would be, that'd be a turnoff.
You need to get 500 guys.
It's a weird 500 Ken dolls and line them up.
Yeah.
Someone else saw...
Only me and you get that.
He said she had a pile of dirty underwear, and he couldn't stop staring at it. She asked if I wanted her to move it. I said, no, maybe like wash it or throw it out. I don't want to see women's dirty underwear. Come on. Yeah. You probably bang through it, but still.
Put it in a hamper. I'll just throw a sheet over it or something.
Nick, what's the most biggest turnoff you've seen in someone's bedroom?
One time I went in this chick's room and she had a like giant box of condoms like you'd sell to a retail store right next to her bed.
We've heard that before. Was it with a guy, though, or did a guy?
No, I think it was a girl the other time.
Oh,
and
that's
the conversation went to, why do we think it's so bad that a girl would have it, and it's just, and we're like, I'm sorry, like we can't help it, like we can't help ourselves.
I guess I want
to know that all the other hundreds of men that you've been with, it was protected sex,
and I pointed out I wouldn't want to see have a guy with a bunch
right
of condoms,
yes
so. Yeah, either way,
yeah,
it's bad,
you know,
bad sign.
The bad sign.
One more call here. Sue is in Royal Oak. Hi, Sue, how are you?
Okay.
All right, so what's the biggest bedroom turnoff you saw?
I walked in and he had carpet samples stapled all over his wall and ceiling. And I was like, red flag, I gotta get out of here.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I don't know why he would have carpet samples.
So, like, was he trying to...
Something, yeah, I think he wanted something soundproof.
Oh.
Oh, he was trying to... It was like a makeshift...
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow.
Sue's pretty terrifying.
If she got scared, then
I don't know. The carpet guy might have been perfect for her.
Yeah. I mean, I will say,
pass him up.
If he's doing any kind of recording, like maybe he fancies himself some form
of
musician, and he only has a room. You do have to. Usually, you put sponge up, though. You don't put foam up. You don't put carpet up.
Yeah. Two more things that were spotted: Polaroid photos of male strippers in a woman's room.
That's bad because she probably took all those photos.
I guarantee she did.
The scariest one of all here, though: multiple signed pictures of the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh my God! That's like, missed it for you, Dave.
That is a terrible band.
Quite easy to get now.
Multiple side pictures.
Yeah, they go for like $2 on eBay.
I get it. I can get you a ton of them.
Should be super scary.
Oh, boy.
Watch yourselves out there, people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch yourselves. Yes.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.